Welcome back to Buff Talk here on 99.9 The Rock. Thank you so much to head coach Anthony Ortiz and baseball student athletes Ethan Gomez, Chase McGraw, and Emilio Zunt for joining the show so far. Just a program update here on 99.9 The Rock. We will not have Buff Talk next week due to softball's made-up games, which we'll have on Monday. We will have one more edition of Buff Talk on April the 29th, if I'm getting my dates right. But now we dive into softball. We welcome on head coach Trina Maya. Coach, thank you so much for joining in tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Take me through the start of the season so far. It was a great start. Turned into a couple of rough games. Just overall thoughts from you guys?
You know, it's a new team, a new group that I'm working with. You know, I'll take kind of the bumps and the valleys or whatever you want to call them. But, you know, these girls are great girls, and I love coaching them and being able to be, you know, there for them and to be a leader for them to learn how to, you know, grow as young women, you know, using the sport.
Take the people listening through this, through how the season's gone. How much transition have you had from last year's team to this year's?
Well, you know, we lost Bree, which was a big piece. I mean, she's a huge component as far as just a ball player. She was our main pitcher and a huge hitter. And then we had Cammie Foster, who was our when you have a catcher and pitcher duo that leave, you know, I think that leaves a little bit of a in the air moment. But, you know, Kylie Whitehurst has came in. It's really her time to shine, and I've really enjoyed even this last one this last weekend when we had games and we lost. I told Kylie, I was like, I feel like we found our niche together, because anybody knows, like, I always call pitches and getting in those pitchers' heads and understanding, you know, what works for them. And so it was a good moment. And so I'll take the lumps with this group. But, you know, so it really is a full, like, I've got, you know, some seniors that have never played varsity before. And they're growing through the moments. And then I have a freshman who, you know, I've had in summer ball, but we're just growing and building through the moments. And even this past weekend, you know, we played really good, tough competition. We held close. We just couldn't get over the hump of hitting. So, you know, I'm going to give them my all. I've told that. I'm not going to stop loving them, not going to stop coaching them. So hopefully, now as we're getting into Liberal this week, and hopefully we can just catch some highs together and just kind of, you know, even today at practice we were just focusing on hitting, so hopefully we'll just catch the good waves and get some wins going again.
For sure. Take me back to Kylie, because she was one of the first players that you mentioned to me right before the season started. Where did things click for her this weekend?
You know, I think when we're even talking about it, like, not that she's been in Bree's shadow, but Bree's been able to man the main point of it, and this summer Kylie played on a really competitive summer program and learned and got a lot of growth there. But I think it was like, oh, I'm that girl right now. So I think early on, I think she just kind of, she didn't, it was like, oh, that's me, you know. And now, and as a girl, if anybody knows, like, girls just, you know, they go through so many emotions, but yeah, she's like, I don't understand. You know, we just had some moments, and then all of a sudden it clicked, and so it's her show right now, and I'm gonna be there for her, and you know, as anybody knows, like, for us, we have to have a pitcher to be successful. So, you know, people always make fun, like, oh, you always like the pitchers. Well, yeah, we got to have one. So I always have the closest relationship with the pitchers.
So she's always had the talent to step in for Bree. It's just mentally she had to take that step this year.
Oh, yeah, she always has. She always has. I've known her. I've watched her even when she was little, like 10 and under, and we've always known she had it. But you know, there's those moments, those growth moments, and with girls, you know, like, maturity stuff. And now it's her team. It's her, you know, I'm going to own the mound and I'm going to take this team. And so it's just fun to watch her grow.
Take me through that. You've known this for about 6 years that she was going to be special in the circle. Where did you first see that?
We at 10U, her sister played for me. When we took third in the state tournament, and Kai has always been the one that just followed the team along, but she always had these little eyeballs like that were always on all the girls. And so when she first said, she's like, I want to be a pitcher. And so she could throw really hard when she was 10, you know? And mm-hmm. so watching her grow and develop over the years has just been amazing. And now, you know, I don't get her in the summer anymore. She's the same thing with Bree. I always, if they've outgrown our program, it's time for them to move on, because they want to, you know, play in college. And so, so it's just been a fun watching that little girl grow up, and all those girls, I've known a lot of them for a lot of years. And, but yeah, Kai's, when we took third at state, just watching Kai and I remember her out there watching all these girls, and it was fun.
That's awesome. How is she able to be so special in the circle?
Her ability to persevere, really. I mean, even like this weekend, you know, we were competing and then they might catch a hit, or we couldn't hit to catch up, but then she would continue to go. I mean, that's hard. Mm-hmm. And I told all the girls, I said, I don't care. Pitching's the hardest thing on the field. Like, it's the hardest thing. So, for her to keep going, even when, you know, you might give up a hit, that's hard, especially for, you know, young girls and just their emotions and everything. So I thought that was really good for her, and I'm really happy for her growth as a pitcher and just a person.
I mean, it is tough talking with Trina Meyer right now. The relationship that you have between you and your pitchers, you were just kind of alluding to it. Where do you like to go to establish these kind of relationships before a season started?
Like in the summer. I mean, I do all my summer stuff, so I don't rely on anybody else to get them ready. So I think that relationship that I have, and with pitchers, but with all of them, is in the summer. Like even with Piper, Aaliyah, Kai, they're all the same age and they all kind of grew up together. And so that's where the relationship builds. Like normally, and especially with pitchers when they're younger, I'm usually doing like one-on-one lessons with them. And that's kind of where, and that's the same thing with Bree. You know, that's where those relationships are formed, is like, I'm catching them, they're pitching, and there's nobody else out here that's going to give them lessons. And so, you know, I know that for my program to be successful, that's what I have to do. And so it just kind of ends up that way, where you get those relationships with all these kids. And I'm just fortunate to be able to have those experiences with all these girls, and to, you know, be blessed to have relationships with young ladies and watch them turn into young women.
That's a really cool way to say it. You were talking about how you call pitches for this team, correct?
Yeah.
When did you start doing that?
I think I always have. We don't always necessarily, like, and I know other people have, like, if you're in a really big town or city or in a higher caliber, your catchers you're going to want them to know how to call a game. But I don't want my catcher or my pitcher to feel like they are the reason a game was lost. Does that make sense? So,
yes.
So, like, if Bree or Kai, and I've told Bree was, like, she would tell me, but we're kind of in unison. So, if Bree, or if I'm calling a pitch and Kai's like, no, 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 like, she sees something, she can let me know. But I never want, and I've even let Bree call games before. Hey, go ahead, call your game. Then she's like, no, I'd like you to call it, and then I'll let you know if I want something different. So just having that relationship, but I don't want to put that pressure on my catchers or my pitchers. You know, if we lose, I always tell my girls, the wins are yours and the losses are mine. I'll take all the losses. You don't have to worry about that. I'm perfectly okay with that. So I just kind of take that out. Now, if there was a catcher that I had that was just a stud that needed to grow that way and wanted that type of challenge, I would give it to him. But you know, in this area and where we're at, I haven't quite got that catcher yet, and that's okay. But it's easier for me to take it on.
Oh yeah, when does the team lose the team is what you're saying.
Yeah,
it's a great way to say it. What are some of the other things you really like to preach to these young women?
You know, I was telling them this weekend. You know, I've been blessed. You know, with a lot of wins, a lot of good girls, a lot of great teams, but I want these girls to understand that I care about them no matter whether they go 0-4-4 or 4-4-4. I hope they know at the end of the day how much I care about them. And I think if you do that, you're allowing girls to be confident and it's okay to fail. And I think you're going to get the most out of them. So I just think family with these girls, you know, these girls know they can, all of them can come into my office. They can hang out with me. They can do it. They call me Trina, and people are always like, well, you don't want to be called coach. And I'm like, well, if Pat Summit can let her girls call her Pat, you know, I think it creates this, they don't respect me just because they call me coach. They're going to respect you because of who you are and what you show them as a coach. So, but if they can call me Trina and still respect me, I'm going to be okay with that.
That is a really great way to say it.
Yeah.
Where'd you learn that lesson?
I think just throughout the years, like I used to, when I started at college, I was always so stuck in like, oh, like you're going to call me coach and you're going to respect me and things like that. And I'm like, over the years, I'm like, they don't respect you if they call you coach. They don't do those things. So I think it's just something throughout the years where I've learned, you know, and I've had a lot of bad coaches in my life. And I think that's, and good coaches, I shouldn't say that, but that's molded me into the coach that I want to be for these girls. I want them to know that I believe in them no matter what. And hopefully that leads to them to be more successful on the field. But if not, you know, I've seen all my players come back and tell me all the wonderful things that they've done, you know, and if I can make them a more confident woman in their future, then I'm good with that.
No, I think that's the exact way I see a lot of professions. You work with a lot of different people. You take the good from the people that you look up to. You don't always work with the best. You maybe learn what not to do, and you kind of all mesh it into what you make as a coach in your instance, as a broadcaster in my instance.
Right.
Who would you say has kind of molded your coaching style the most?
Oh, that's a tough one.
That's what I'm here to do.
I know. I got to think about that one. Molded me.
Doesn't just have to be softball. You were mentioning Pat Summit.
Yeah, no, Pat Summit. I've got some other coaches that I look up to, like one of my mentors who is a coach at Trinity Valley Community College, Maria Nguyen. I've looked up to her. She's really tough nosed, but I also see, like, the girls will make fun of me because LSU is my favorite team, but Beth Trina, who's the head coach there, I have followed her since I saw her at a clinic, and just watching even like NBA or WNBA, where you're watching these coaches make a difference in these women's lives. And so I think it's just from being aware and being open to other people's ideas and watching them and how they handle women and how they get the best out of those women. So I guess it's just and growing, being older.
LSU fans are crazy. Have you been down to LSU for a game?
Yeah, well, no. I've been down to the World Series where there was LSU fans.
Fair.
Yeah, but yes, I've been down to Louisiana, but not down to it. Have you been to an LSU game?
No, I really want to, though.
Yeah.
What's the coolest place you've ever gone to?
Oh.
I know that's a very broad question.
Yeah, that's a super broad question. So when I played on the USA Women's National Baseball team, and I got to go to Cary, North Carolina.
Okay.
And the environment in Cary, North Carolina, where the USA baseball, all USA baseball is handled down there, that was probably a pretty neat experience. I was with women that actually one of them played was one of my coaches. She was at Arizona State, and she was player of the year. And so she coached, like, I've just been around. So that experience and being there with those women that are bar none, just amazing people, it's pretty awesome.
That's awesome. I'm gonna have to follow up on that experience because Cary's one of the places that I really want to go eventually.
Yeah, and it's fun, but it's so crazy because here, you know, there's flatlands, but when you, like, we're on a bus, we're with our team, but you'll be in or surrounded by trees and you're like, where are we? And then you turn in this and then something opens up and you see, like, and you're like, what? I didn't even know it was, because it's surrounded by trees. Everything's surrounded by trees.
That's incredible. I got to follow up on this another time. We're running out of time right now. Coach Ma, thank you so much for coming on
tonight.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Buff Talk here tonight from Old Chicago. Thank you so much to Coach Ma, Coach Ortiz, and baseball student athletes Billy Zunt, Chase McGraw, and Ethan Gomez for coming on the show. And as always, thank you to Colin Wolf, who's back in the offices of the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, running this show on board. Thank you so much for tuning in. This has been Buff Talk here on 99.9 The Rock.
You've been listening to Buff Talk, live from Old Chicago in Garden City. Buff Talk, a presentation of Western Kansas Broadcast Center Sports.